The End of Dieting by Joel Fuhrman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The End of Dieting by Joel Fuhrman is a book that explores the science behind nutrition and how it affects our health. It explains why diets don't work, and instead offers an approach to eating that focuses on nutrient-dense foods. The book begins with an overview of the history of dieting, from early attempts at calorie counting to more recent trends like low-carbohydrate diets. It then delves into the science behind nutrition, discussing topics such as macronutrients, micronutrients, vitamins, and minerals. Finally, it provides practical advice for making healthy food choices in order to achieve optimal health. Fuhrman argues that most diets fail because they focus on calories rather than nutrients. He believes that if we eat foods high in essential nutrients, such as fruits and vegetables, we can reduce cravings for unhealthy processed foods while still feeling satisfied after meals. He also emphasizes the importance of avoiding added sugars and refined carbohydrates in order to maintain good health. In addition to providing nutritional information about various types of food, Fuhrman also discusses lifestyle factors such as stress management and exercise, which are important for overall well-being. He encourages readers to make small changes over time rather than trying drastic measures all at once. This will help them develop healthier habits without feeling overwhelmed or deprived. The End of Dieting is a comprehensive guide to understanding nutrition and achieving optimal health through mindful eating practices. By focusing on nutrient-dense whole foods rather than calorie counting or restrictive diets, readers can learn how to nourish their bodies while still enjoying delicious meals. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Eating nutrient-dense foods is the key to health and weight loss. Eating nutrient-dense foods, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, and legumes, is the key to health and weight loss. Fuhrman explains that these foods are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 2. Eating for health is more important than counting calories. Counting calories is not the key to weight loss, according to Fuhrman. He argues that eating for health is more important than counting calories, and that focusing on nutrient-dense foods is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Main idea number 3. Eating a plant-based diet is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Fuhrman argues that a plant-based diet is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. He explains that plant-based foods are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 4. Eating a variety of nutrient-dense foods is important. Eating a variety of nutrient-dense foods is important for health and weight loss. Fuhrman explains that different foods provide different nutrients, and that eating a variety of nutrient-dense foods is the best way to get all the essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants needed for optimal health. Main idea number 5. Eating a diet high in fiber is beneficial. Eating a diet high in fiber is beneficial for health and weight loss. Fuhrman explains that fiber helps to keep the digestive system healthy, and that it can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 6. Eating a diet low in processed foods is important. Eating a diet low in processed foods is important for health and weight loss. Fuhrman explains that processed foods are often high in unhealthy fats, sugar, and sodium, and that eating a diet low in processed foods is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Main idea number 7. Eating a diet low in added sugar is important. Eating a diet low in added sugar is important for health and weight loss. Furman explains that added sugar can lead to inflammation and other health problems, and that eating a diet low in added sugar is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Main idea number 8. Eating a diet low in unhealthy fats is important. Eating a diet low in unhealthy fats is important for health and weight loss. Furman explains that unhealthy fats can lead to inflammation and other health problems, and that eating a diet low in unhealthy fats is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Main idea number 9. Eating a diet low in sodium is important. Eating a diet low in sodium is important for health and weight loss. Furman explains that sodium can lead to inflammation and other health problems, and that eating a diet low in sodium is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Main idea number 10. Eating a diet high in antioxidants is beneficial. Eating a diet high in antioxidants is beneficial for health and weight loss. Furman explains that antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health, and that eating a diet high in antioxidants is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Eating nutrient-dense foods is the key to health and weight loss. Nutrient-dense foods, such as fruits, vegetables, nuts, and legumes are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. According to Joel Fuhrman's book The End of Dieting, these types of food should be a major part of any healthy diet plan. Fruits and vegetables are especially important for providing essential nutrients like fiber, which helps keep us full longer while also aiding in digestion. Nuts provide healthy fats that can help regulate cholesterol levels, while legumes offer protein for muscle growth. Eating a variety of nutrient-dense foods will ensure you get all the necessary vitamins and minerals your body needs. In addition to being nutritious, eating nutrient-dense foods can also aid in weight loss by helping you feel fuller faster so you don't overeat or snack on unhealthy processed snacks between meals. Eating more nutrient-rich food will also give your body the energy it needs throughout the day without having to rely on sugary drinks or other unhealthy sources. Overall, eating nutrient-dense foods is an important part of maintaining good health and achieving sustainable weight loss goals. By incorporating more fruits, vegetables, nuts, legumes into your diet, you'll be able to reap all their nutritional benefits while still enjoying delicious meals. Main idea number 2. Eating for health is more important than counting calories, according to Joel Fuhrman in his book The End of Dieting. He argues that focusing on nutrient-dense foods is the best way to achieve health and weight loss, rather than simply counting calories. Eating a diet rich in whole grains, fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, healthy fats and other nutrient-dense foods can provide your body with all the essential vitamins and minerals it needs while also helping you maintain a healthy weight. Furman emphasizes that eating for health should be the primary focus when trying to lose weight or improve overall health. This means avoiding processed foods high in sugar and unhealthy fats, as well as limiting refined carbohydrates like white breads and pastas. Instead, he recommends filling up on fresh produce such as leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli or cauliflower, nuts and seeds which are packed with fiber and protein. In addition to providing essential nutrients for optimal health benefits, eating this way can help reduce cravings for unhealthy snacks by keeping you full longer due to its higher fiber content. It's also important to stay hydrated throughout the day by drinking plenty of water or unsweetened tea instead of sugary drinks. By following these guidelines from Fuhrman's book The End of Dieting, you can ensure that your meals are both nutritious and satisfying without having to worry about counting calories every time you eat something. Main idea number 3. Dr. Joel Fuhrman argues that a plant-based diet is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. He explains that plant-based foods are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and other plant-based foods provides your body with all the nutrients it needs for optimal functioning while also helping you maintain a healthy weight. Furman emphasizes the importance of avoiding processed foods as much as possible in order to maximize nutrient intake from natural sources. He recommends eating plenty of fresh produce every day in order to get enough fiber, which helps keep digestion regular and aids in weight loss efforts. In addition to providing essential nutrients for good health, consuming more plants has been linked to reducing risk factors associated with chronic diseases such as heart disease or diabetes. Plant-based diets have also been shown to be beneficial for mental well-being by improving moods and decreasing stress levels. Main idea number 4. Eating a variety of nutrient-dense foods is essential for optimal health and weight loss. Different foods provide different nutrients, so it's important to eat a wide range of nutrient-dense foods in order to get all the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants needed for good health. Eating a variety of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, nuts, and seeds will ensure that you are getting an adequate amount of these essential nutrients. Nutrient-dense foods also contain fewer calories than processed or refined food products. This means that by eating more nutrient-dense foods instead of calorie-dense ones, you can reduce your overall caloric intake while still getting the necessary nutrition your body needs. Additionally, many nutrient-rich plant-based sources are high in fiber, which helps keep you feeling full longer. In his book The End of Dieting, Joel Fuhrman explains why it is important to include a variety of nutrient-dense foods into our diets. He emphasizes how vital it is to get all the essential vitamins and minerals from natural sources rather than relying on supplements or processed food products. Main idea number 5. Eating a diet high in fiber is beneficial for health and weight loss. Fiber helps to keep the digestive system healthy, reduce inflammation, and improve overall health. According to Joel Fuhrman's book The End of Dieting, fiber can help regulate blood sugar levels, lower cholesterol levels, and promote regularity. It also helps you feel fuller longer so that you don't overeat or snack between meals. Fiber-rich foods such as fruits, vegetables, legumes, beans, nuts, and seeds are all excellent sources of dietary fiber. Eating these foods regularly can help you reach your recommended daily intake of 25 to 30 grams per day. Additionally, adding more soluble fibers like oats or psyllium husk to your diet may be beneficial for those with chronic constipation. Including plenty of fiber in your diet has many benefits, including improved digestion and gut health, as well as better weight management. So make sure to include plenty of high-fiber foods into your daily routine. Main idea number 6. Eating a diet low in processed foods is important for health and weight loss. According to Joel Fuhrman's book The End of Dieting, processed foods are often high in unhealthy fats, sugar, and sodium. Eating a diet low in processed foods is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Fuhrman explains that when you eat fewer processed foods, your body will be able to absorb more nutrients from natural sources such as fruits and vegetables. This helps ensure that your body gets all the vitamins and minerals it needs while avoiding excess calories from added sugars or saturated fats. In addition to providing essential nutrients, eating a diet low in processed foods can also help reduce inflammation throughout the body. Inflammation has been linked with many chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, cancer, obesity, arthritis, and Alzheimer's disease. Finally, eating a diet low in processed food can help you maintain healthy blood sugar levels, which can lead to improved energy levels throughout the day. By reducing your intake of refined carbohydrates like white breads or pastas, you can avoid spikes in blood sugar, which cause fatigue later on. Main idea number 7. Eating a diet low in added sugar is important for health and weight loss. According to Joel Fuhrman's book The End of Dieting, added sugar can lead to inflammation and other health problems. Eating a diet low in added sugar is the best way to achieve health and weight loss. Fuhrman explains that when we eat foods with high amounts of added sugars, our bodies are flooded with glucose, which causes an increase in insulin levels. This leads to increased fat storage, as well as inflammation throughout the body. Additionally, eating too much sugar can cause cravings for more sugary foods, leading us down a path of unhealthy eating habits. In order to maintain good health and reach our desired weight goals, it is essential that we limit our intake of added sugars. Instead of reaching for processed snacks or sweets loaded with refined sugars, opt for healthier alternatives such as fresh fruits or vegetables. By making this simple switch, you will be able to reduce your risk of developing chronic diseases while also achieving your desired weight. Main idea number 8. Eating a diet low in unhealthy fats is important for health and weight loss. Dr. Joel Fuhrman explains that unhealthy fats can lead to inflammation and other health problems, which can have serious consequences on our overall well-being. Eating a diet low in unhealthy fats is the best way to achieve optimal health and successful weight loss. Unhealthy fats are found in processed foods, fried foods, fast food, red meat, full-fat dairy products, margarine, and shortening. To reduce your intake of these types of fat, it's important to focus on eating whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, as well as lean proteins such as fish or poultry. In addition to reducing your intake of unhealthy fats, you should also increase your consumption of healthy monounsaturated fatty acids, MUFAs, like olive oil or avocados, which help protect against heart disease by lowering cholesterol levels. Omega-3 fatty acids from sources such as salmon or flaxseed are also beneficial for cardiovascular health. By making small changes towards healthier eating habits, you can make a big difference when it comes to improving your overall health and achieving successful weight loss goals. Main idea number 9. Eating a diet low in sodium is important for health and weight loss. According to Joel Fuhrman's book The End of Dieting, consuming too much sodium can lead to inflammation and other health problems. Eating a diet low in sodium is the best way to achieve optimal health and successful weight loss. Fuhrman explains that reducing your intake of processed foods, which are often high in salt, is key when it comes to cutting down on sodium consumption. He also recommends avoiding adding extra salt during cooking or at the table, as well as limiting salty snacks like chips or pretzels. In addition, Fuhrman suggests eating more fresh fruits and vegetables instead of processed foods whenever possible. These nutrient-dense whole foods contain natural sources of potassium, which helps balance out the effects of excess sodium in our diets. Main idea number 10. Eating a diet high in antioxidants is beneficial for health and weight loss. According to Joel Fuhrman, author of The End of Dieting, antioxidants can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Eating a diet rich in antioxidants is the best way to achieve optimal health and successful weight loss. Antioxidants are found naturally in many fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, and whole grains. They work by neutralizing free radicals that cause oxidative stress, which can damage cells, leading to chronic diseases such as cancer or heart disease. Antioxidants also have anti-aging properties that can help keep skin looking youthful. In addition to eating foods high in antioxidants like berries, dark leafy greens, and cruciferous vegetables like broccoli or cauliflower, adding antioxidant supplements such as vitamin C or E may be beneficial for those who don't get enough from their diets alone. Overall, eating a diet high in antioxidants has numerous benefits, including reducing inflammation levels throughout the body while promoting healthy aging and helping with weight management goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.